But I wonder whether it's reminded you of things and how it, what your feelings were around wanting something that somebody else had got. When I was 12, or maybe 12 and a half, I walked past a shoe shop and I fell in love with a pair of boots. They were a pair of platform boots. They were metallic blue. And I wanted them so bad. Now, you have to remember, I was a 70s kid. And they were all the rage. Oh, I wanted them. I gazed at them with a longing inside of me. I wanted them so badly. I told my mum how much I liked them. Every time we walked past the shoe shop, I would make her stop and I would say, "I love those boots. Aren't they beautiful?" And she would say to me, "They'll be out of fashion next year." They were a little bit expensive as boots went. Not compared to now, but back in the day, in the 70s, they were a little bit expensive. But I thought, surely as a one-off want, surely she will know how much I want them. She knew, because we stopped every time we walked past the shop. So imagine my face when Christmas Day came. And I opened all my gifts. I'd been dreaming of wearing these boots for week after week after week. And there was no boot shape gift sitting under the tree. I didn't get those metallic blue platformed boots. You can hear the ache so many years later. I did get a new outfit, as I always got every year. It was homemade, and my mum would stay up after we'd gone to bed for night after night after night, making me an outfit for Christmas Day. And if she started later than she had time for, sometimes she would even invite a friend over to help do the cutting out and the sewing. And it was amazing, because I would go to bed, there was no sign of machine or fabric. And in the morning, there was no sign of machine or fabric. But on Christmas Day, there was always a beautiful new outfit waiting for me. That year, I didn't say thank you. That year, I huffed at the outfit, because it wasn't a pair of blue metallic platform boots. You know, when we really want something, it can absolutely take over our thinking to the point that that is all we can think about. Wanting something so badly, it can change our mood from being pleasant to unpleasant. Especially if we don't get our way. Wanting something so badly and not getting it turns us into someone that is ungrateful, grumpy, pouting, and maybe stomping off to bed. It's unhealthy, and it makes God really sad. Because you see, when we really want stuff, it doesn't always mean that it's creating us to be a better person. It stops us being thankful. It gets in the way of being grateful. We are sulky instead of happy. And having a greedy heart can make us really miserable. And when it becomes a habit, It can ruin our lives because it drives everything we do. In our story today, King Ahab wanted that vineyard so badly that he made a huge mistake. First of all, when he doesn't get what he wants, he throws a fit. I want it, I want it, I want it. And when you're a king, you expect to get what you want. So when Naboth said no, Ahab got really mad and it clouded his ability to see what is right, what was good, and what he should have done. He was so greedy, he was willing to do anything to get that vineyard. And of course, it all went very wrong for Naboth because he needed to be removed. He was the barrier between King Ahab and what he wanted. When Ahab's wife got involved, it was a disaster because she was very wicked. But it went really badly for Ahab and his wife Jezebel too, because God saw what was going on and he went to Elijah and said, go and tell Ahab he has crossed a line. He's taken things too far. He's going to be punished. I've seen what he's done and I am really not happy. And so Ahab, who's dancing around in his vineyard, happy that he's got his way, now becomes very sad because he realizes that he is not going to get away with something that he has done, and he recognizes that what he's done was very bad. So you had to think about something that you wanted that a friend had, but I wonder whether you talked about something that was relevant to yesterday or the day before, or like me, you talked about something that happened way back in the 70s or a long time ago. When was the last time you really wanted something? I suspect for many of us it will have been very recent. It might have been something that someone else had and it made you feel jealous. And I wonder how you thought. Maybe you had unkind thoughts towards them. Maybe it was something you saw and you asked for it and the answer was no, and you were really unpleasant to the person that said no, either in what you did or what you said, or again how you thought about them. Maybe you saw somebody do something and they were loads better than you, and that got in the way of the relationship because it was hard seeing somebody do something better than you would like to be. Wanting stuff can become like an illness within us. We get a case of the gimmies. And the symptoms of the gimme-gimmies is that it makes us feel bad about others, it makes us act badly towards others, and sometimes it makes us act badly towards ourselves as well. It stops us saying thank you, it stops us saying well done to other people, and it stops us being kind and thoughtful. It's a really unpleasant illness to have. And of course, it also makes God sad. But it's so easy for us to get into a gimme, gimme way of thinking. All the time, we're being flooded with adverts and the things that other people have got and the other things that people can do. But the Bible warns us against chasing after stuff. God promises to give us what we need. But that doesn't always mean that he gives us what we want. So it's time to come to church and we want to spend a bit longer on the computer playing a game because we're so close to getting to that boss level or whatever it might be. But God knows we need to be in church because it keeps us close to Him. We want to buy the latest phone or iPad or whatever it is because that's what our friends have got. But God knows it's better, rather than to keep on trying to keep up with other people, it's better for us to be grateful. That's what we need. We want to stay up binge watching the latest Netflix series because it's only another couple of hours or so. But God knows that's what we want, but what we need is proper sleep and rest for us to function well the following day. God knows what we need, and He's promised to provide it for us. And so when we get a case of the gimme gimmies, the best way of getting over that disease, that illness, is to spend time with God, to talk it through with Him. I want it. Help me to understand if I need it. I want it, but help me to be grateful and thankful for what I've got. I want it. I want it so bad. What have I got, God, that I could give away to others? Generosity is a good way of avoiding the gimme gimmies. So, I am going to come round with a microphone in a moment. We're going to move on to our next discussion question. What are some of the things that you are grateful for? What has God blessed you with? Spend a time.